You join us once again at the 40th annual Assistive Technology and Persons with Disability Conference here at Anaheim in California. And I'm with Liam Geschwind from TouchPulse. And we've been actually chatting with Liam for the last couple of weeks and wanted to do a podcast. We were going to do something pre-recorded virtually, and then when I learned that Liam was coming to see some, I said, why don't we just meet in person? So Liam, welcome, great to have you.
Well, thank you for the welcome, and thank you for taking the time to meet with me. I'm very excited to be here talking to you, definitely.
So you've come over from the Netherlands, right?
Yes, so we departed from Amsterdam about a few days ago, and we thought, yeah, well, this is the biggest conference in the world for the visually impaired and assistive technology, so we had to be here to showcase what we're building, and that's the App Navis, and that's what I'm here to talk about a little bit as well.
Okay, and you know, it's very topical, isn't it, this idea of navigational apps, mapping.
Yes.
There's a lot out there already.
Yep.
What are you doing that might be different?
Yeah, so it's very good point. We're not the only navigation app out there, and there has been apps in the past. You know, I'm thinking Blind Square, Soundscape, these kind of options. The question is what do we do differently? And I would say sort of our defining feature and the foundational element of what we're building is a 3D geospatial AI model. That's a bit complicated, so I'll break it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what it is you imagine you have a certain GPS coordinate, and that is a point in space. So what data is there that exists in the world that is attached to that GPS coordinate? And how can we collect this data? And using artificial intelligence, how can we communicate this data in a way that meets the needs of the visually impaired? So, for example, if you want to navigate from A to B, how can we incorporate all of the data around the world, satellite data, street view data, OpenStreetMaps data, how can we incorporate all of this in a model that basically makes a 3D representation of the environment to answer questions that the users have?
As somebody is walking along going from A to B,
yes,
and these points, let's say, are being, these snapshots, I guess, are being taken and interrogated, and by the use of AI, is this then being kind of transmitted to the user via an app?
Navis is an application that you'll be able to download on Android and on the Play Store for Android and the App Store for iOS. And basically what we're building is two AIs. So we have we like to call it the Navis Halo. So it's basically your 360 degree understanding of the environment to maximize safety and security. And this talks to the conversational agent. And that is Navis. So Navis is a companion that you can talk to just as you would talk to another human being.
Right.
As if they were there with you, right?
So you will ask it things along your route, maybe pointing out things. Maybe you're looking for a particular shop or something like that, and maybe Navis would be able to give you information. For example, I'm standing by a door, is this the restaurant or is this
absolutely something? Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I know from our previous conversations you don't have the app yet. You're here, is it almost part of a fact-finding mission at CSUN?
So we actually have the prototype, and we're launching the beta on the 31st of March.
Okay.
And what we're here to do is really show people the prototype and get them signed up. And really, from the beginning, the idea was about co-creation. So how can we look at this problem and come up with a solution that meets the needs from the people by the people? And that's what I'm here also to ask of people today is to sign up, give us feedback. We have a lot of surveys that we're running as well, because we really want to understand how can we finally solve this problem that should have been solved years ago and wasn't. But now with artificial intelligence and with what we're building, we're able to solve it. And we want to, you know, hit the nail on the head and get this job done. And that's what we're here for.
And how can people sign up and do that?
Yes. So if you want to sign up for the beta, basically you can go to www.touchpulse.nl, so for the Netherlands, and that will take you straight to our website, and there you can go and sign up for the beta for the Navis app.
Okay, really exciting to see what you're going to be doing. I'll be signing up for the beta myself and would love to explore, because it sounds, the approach you have is slightly different, I think, to others who are doing stuff in this space, which is great to see. So looking forward to seeing that, and love to stay in touch with you, Liam, so maybe you'll come back on the podcast in a couple of months and tell us how it's all going.
I would be very happy to do so, and like I said, an absolute pleasure to meet you as well.
And same to you, and thanks for taking the time.
Yes, to you as well. Thank you so much.